Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Today, that takes us to the North Shore and an ongoing controversy over a charter school in Gloucester. The school opened yesterday, despite the objections of the state education commissioner, who's now planning a special meeting of the State Board of Education to figure out his next move. WBUR's Monica Brady Myerov was in Gloucester when the school opened its doors and has this report.
You guys excited?
Oh, yeah!
The opening of the Gloucester Community Arts Charter School sounded more like a pep rally than the first day of class. In the year-and-a-half battle over the school, yesterday was a celebration for the parents, students, and head of the school, Tony Blackman, who held a framed copy of the charter.
The bottom line here is that this document, this charter, this is a legally chartered school empowered by this state to educate these children.
The charter is signed by Education Commissioner Mitchell Chester, who earlier this week wrote a letter to the school warning it not to open because he no longer believes it's viable. Last year, emails revealed Chester pushed for state support for the school against the advice of the charter school office as a way to advance the governor's education agenda. Now he says the school's opening has been mismanaged and may have violated the state's construction and procurement laws. Chester said yesterday he's disappointed the school opened against his wishes, and he will call a special meeting of the Board of Education to discuss the matter. But that didn't scare parents such as Scott Barraclaw.
I think the commissioner violated his policies. I think the commissioner ought to be fired. But having said that, once, and they did an investigation into the commissioner, that's the time, which was 6 to 9 months ago, that if they were going to stop the school and revoke it, they should have done it then.
Now parents believe the state will have little legal reason to shut down the school. The temporary modular buildings have passed inspection. It's almost fully enrolled with 85 students and staffed. But pressure is still on to close the school. State Senator Bruce Tarr from Gloucester has written to the governor to ask him to pull funding because he says there are too many irregularities in the process.
I think we all need to close this chapter of this very ill-fated school and begin a serious discussion in Gloucester about how to best educate every child.
In Gloucester, one of the main complaints against this charter, as with others, is funding. Eventually, district schools will lose as much as $2.4 million a year to the charter. Parent Rebecca Olson says if there's a move to close it, she and others will fight again.
You know, this is obviously the best choice. That's why we fought so hard for it. The schools in town are failing. The public school system is not working, and this is a wonderful, viable alternative.
Jennifer Schulman says she's choosing the charter, even though it has an uncertain future, because it's the best chance her daughter has for a good education.
95% of the fifth graders, 93% of the fourth graders failed math. This is Veterans Elementary School. This is her district school. We have no other choice.
That's the refrain of most parents. They have no other choice. But parents feel that at least for now, they have won a small victory in this ongoing battle. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady Myerov.